Yeah. Anyway, so we'd like to, I am representing Oregon Crime Bureau, and we'd like to offer our support of House Bill 2847. However, with the amendment that we would like to insert on page 2, line 27, after the word machinery, we'd like to put and equipment. And then again, on, this is not on the amendment sheet, but we would like to offer another amendment on line 34, after the word and. We would put any equipment used in the repair and maintenance of farm machinery. And the reason we ask for this amendment is that we feel welders, grinders, and other equipment that is necessary for the repair and maintenance of farm machinery is should be included in this definition.
Oh, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Jones.
Yeah, you know, on item C here, on the main part of the bill,
yes,
you included some things there that haven't been considered inventory before, and even though we're on a phase-out program, these particular four lines here from 33 and 34 and over on the other page is taking in crops, and by gosh, you know, crops other than cattle and livestock hasn't been inventoried before, and you know, I'm getting a little bit nervous about bringing anybody's attention to the fact that these goods could be considered as inventory, and I really don't see the need for that particular item C, sub C in there.
All right. Well, we felt that a welder or a grinder or any other machinery you need to keep your equipment running, you know, should be included in that definition.
Oh, I'm not arguing with
right.
The other things you're saying, but
well, perhaps my wording is incorrect or not, you know, conducive to the best amendment, but our thought is on that basis, and that's what we're trying to get across. We're open for any wording changes that you would see fit.
In my mind, Stevenson, what did you have in mind with that language?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Danny, would you try to identify your concern a little better? I didn't quite get it what it was.
It says, yes, if I might, Mr. Chairman, the last two lines of Zan Bajali that are or will become part of the stock in trade of the taxpayer held in sale or held for sale in the ordinary course of his business. And that's including all of your grains and hays and your crops and so on that's never been considered inventory before, other than livestock inventory. But we've never paid on hay or grains or row crops or any of that nature, and I just don't like the thoughts of bringing that in. And I understand what Leo is saying, and I'll agree with you completely that to include any kind of equipment that's necessary in the operation of a farm, but I think we'd ought to leave these the crops out of it. Just my first.
Representative Stevenson.
Mr. Chairman, it was certainly not the intention of anyone, I'm sure, and I'm the principal sponsor on this bill, to include any crops or anything else that are presently exempt. And I'd be very happy to accept the amendment to make that clarification that anything that's exempted under any other statute would not be included in this. The attempt was to widen it to include a lot of things that are not now exempt.
May I?
Representative Jones.
Sure. Yeah, you're talking mostly about equipment, though, that's used for the preparation or the harvesting or planting or whatever of farm products, aren't you?
Well, yeah, primarily, but you know, it could include a lot of other things, too.
Well, originally, the way it is now, as I understand it, the phase-out just covers the equipment that has to do with actual tillage of the soil.
Right.
And particularly in the dairy, I know there are a lot of things they question, well, a manure pump or a manure spreader or milking machine wasn't involved, and every assessor in each community was in a quandary, and they all did it a little different. That, I think, is what we're trying to clarify. Well, and
fine. And well, Mr. Chairman, I might just, for clarification of what I'm concerned about, is on line 34, it says, goods in CrossFit, face gate, another personal property owned by or in the possession of the taxpayer that are or will become part of the stock in trade of the taxpayer held for sale in the ordinary course of his business. Now, the equipment that you're talking about is not for sale, and if you're talking about boxes or things of that nature for processing, then that is part, of course, of the equipment. And I just would like very much, Doc, if we couldn't amend this to really remove any material or any crops that could be considered at a later date and be included in our inventory. In fact, we never know when we're going to have this shoved back on us again, or at least I think that.
I see your point, and I think it's well, Chairman.
Danny, I think that we should go down to the that are or will become part of the stock. We just delete that part of it.
Well, Mr. Chairman? I think the Department of Revenue may help us with this when we get on.
As the present law reads up on lines 24 to 26 in the printed bill, that language that's down on lines 33 and 34 on page 2, and some lines 1 and 2 on page 3 is already in the present law.
It doesn't change anything really over what's been in the past.
Yeah. On that particular part.
Just moved it a little bit. Recall that this was basically a merchandise inventory section of the law. And the farm machinery was rather hard on. This wording that he's referring to in C, but within the part above, is really related to the things other than having to do with the farm. Relating to the packaging use and processing and so on, that the package itself eventually becomes a part of the product sold. And that was what they were trying to get at, so they put that in there to make sure that also inventory. It may relate to farm products too, but that's not why it was in there.
Mr. Chairman, let it be agreeable with you if we could work out some agreeable language with the rest of us on that, and be sure that where we're at here on that, and that we are talking about machinery or whatever it takes to process that a product.
Sure. Is that agreeable with you?
I think the Department of Revenue has some other problems that they see that we may need to address in some amendments, too. So I think there will have to be some further work on the bill.
And might I ask another question, too? Well, if I might, Mr. Chairman, we're getting in now to many sprinkler systems and so on. How far are we going in this direction as to whether center pivot sprinkler systems are personal property, or is the well and that equipment part of real property, and the wheel lines or the manual carrying lines? Just what are we going to do here on that? And I believe that there's a bill in, and I forgot the number of it right now, that does address itself to some crops, deciduous crops, and so on, and which would include, I suppose, hay and grain,
And the recommendation of this bill is that the land that those are growing on would be valued at bare farmland. Where the bill, I mean, the status of the bill, I don't know where it's at, but I've read it, and I think that we got, you know, there may be another one or two around that I think we ought to come and get together on.
Well, Representative Stevenson, then, since this is your bill, will you take it upon yourself with Representative Jones and Leroy and the Department of Revenue and Tom to make sure of the wording, and then we can just act on it if, most any time at the next, that satisfactory, Representative
yeah.
Jones?
Fine.
And would you cooperate in this effort? Where's our sign-up sheet? Anybody else?
I think yeah, a couple people.
Mr. Iman and Mr. Austin, so.
Found it. Steve Iman and Don Austin, so.
Chairman, I'm representing again the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, and Mr. Iman is representing us as well as other agricultural interests in this bill, and I'd like to defer testimony to Mr. Iman.
Thank you. I'm Steve Iman, livestock grower in the valley here, beef and sheep. And although we've covered this pretty thoroughly, and I think that with Denny's work and Ms. Stevenson, while you'll iron it out, we'll say that the present statute is too narrow and that it does not recognize farm machinery which would be used for livestock or dairy production. According to Attorney General's opinion in 1973, farm machinery used in livestock and dairy production does not come under the provision of the law. The opinion excludes farm machinery used for livestock and dairy production because these farming activities are not considered producing a farm crop. The opinion says a crop is generally held to be any product of the soil that is grown or raised annually and gathered during a single season. And as the previous speaker, we should include machinery. And two, there's two dates on the bill. On the front page, where it applies to tax years beginning July 1st, 78, and then the end of the section two, it says July 1st, 77. I assume, though, that it has to be 78. But I think that these things should be taken out when Representative Stevenson works on this bill. I don't believe there's anything else I need to add.
Don, do you have some comments?
No, I was thinking, however, I'm not disagreeing with my associate Steve. I thought July 1st, 1977 would be the date rather than 1978. Now, might need some help there from...
He's well, shaking his head back in line.
This is a tax measure. It cannot have an emergency clause on it. It doesn't become effective for 90 days after the session. It runs until 1st July. You're looking at July, August, September.
What date do you say we're going to run to?
July is what he said.
I said it before. even if it's June, you know, if you go to the middle of June.
Oh.
You're looking at the middle of September, and the DAC rule is all practically complete by then.
Yeah, that's right.
It'd be very difficult to make it effective that soon.
Well, as Mr. Iman pointed out, there are two different dates, one July 1st, 77, the other is July 1st, 78, so that should be corrected.
Well, I believe
as early as possible.
I believe we have all the problems laid out before you. The main thing is to get it resolved and get out as soon as possible because, like Denny Jones says, June or July or whatever date that is you're talking about, it's getting here a little sooner every day.
Any questions of the committee? Thank you very much. Alan Hall.
I don't
Does the committee have any questions they'd like to ask of?
I think there's one point that's important, that the word equipment be added, as a previous first witness mentioned. The Assistant Attorney General, in formal opinion we got in 73, made it clear that if the item did not have a moving part or was towed or in some way could be defined as machinery under the existing law, then it was not under this program. And that leaves out quite a few minor but nuisance items, at least. Fuel tanks, ladders for orchards, boxes, this sort of thing. And if you want to be all-inclusive for the equipment or items on the farm, you should add the word equipment on line 27 after the word machinery, or be machinery and equipment. I believe the amendment proposed for line 34 by a previous witness, which I think was, as I understood, was to read after the word and, any equipment used in repair and maintenance of farm machinery, would be misplaced in that subsection C, because that subsection C is talking about items held for sale. If I understood him correctly, that's where he was going to put it. I believe probably the word equipment in line 27 would take care of it.
Representative Jones.
Yes, do you have any knowledge of any further attempt to comply with Governor Straub's proposal that he proposed to the Oregon Cattlemen Association that we phase out the other 30% of inventory tax now?
No, I haven't. I know that's been talked about by people, but it's 30% this year, 2010, mm-hmm. and then zero. I'm sure that'll come to your attention sometime or other.
Well, my point here is that if we're going to do that, then we don't need the bill.
That would be true. Now this bill, of course, this item covers all inventories, which is a far bigger thing than farm machinery. All of the industrial, commercial inventories in the state. Are there any questions?
In answer to Representative Jones, I'm not sure what the governor's proposal is. I haven't seen any written form of it. But if he just intends to speed up the phase out of the present personal property, that doesn't help address this particular problem, because these people are paying full taxes now and they're not on the phase out at all, this type of property that we're talking about. So, you know, could his program may not affect this type of property one bit unless we get it into that program.
Mr. Chairman, I haven't seen writing either, Jeff, but he made that statement breakfast the other morning or lunch, and then it's my understanding that with the inventory tax that he talked about phasing.
Well, that may be, and as Representative Stevenson says, if this bill weren't passed, then the items you're trying to introduce add to inventory would not be included, and they would still be at 100%. There may be a little question in the wording, line 30 and 31, is how inclusive that wording is. It would be legislative policy, of course, but there might be a question of how much processing equipment how do you define a farm? Maybe it's getting to the point where there's more a factory than a farm, and more a large processing plant, and there's undoubtedly be requests for legal opinions to get the precise application of that wording. If any of that wording could be clarified to what your intention is, it might help some.
I'm certainly not opposed to what you're trying to do. I would like to confine it to equipment, though.
Well, I'm not proposing. I'm merely saying that these questions will arise, and if there's any way to clarify it in the bill, it's always helpful.
Any further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to testify on 2847? Mr. Stevenson, then you can't, you're not satisfied yet, and I'm sure Denny isn't with the wording that, so we really better not act on this bill today.
Right. We'll bring it back.
Yeah. Fine. Now we'll declare the hearing closed on House Bill 2847 and during this session.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.